tomorrow is the appearance day of Lord Balaram. And in preparation for that wonderful festival, for which I'll be dropping in New Brajadam, I'd just like to read some of the prayers to Lord Balaram that are to be found in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the story of Maharaj Chitraketu, especially Maharaj Chitraketu meets the Lord. Many of these prayers are also quoted in Chaitanya Bhagavat. And they're wonderful meditations to listen to repeat ourselves, so that we're also in the frame of mind of receiving Lord Balaram tomorrow. Lord Balaram, who destroys all of our obstacles in our service to Lord Krishna. Balaram, who frees us from the influence of lusty desires. Lord Balaram, who gives us spiritual strength to engage in devotional service and withstand the temptations of Maya. And Lord Balaram, who appears as Lord Nityananda and is very, very merciful begs all living entities to just accept the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that Lord Balaram we should meditate upon and pray to. So here in the 16th chapter it is written as follows. O Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, who addressed by the Omkar Pranav, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, O Lord Vasudeva, I meditate upon you. O Lord Pradyumna, Lord Aniruddha, and Lord Shankarshan, I offer my respectful obeisances. O Reservoir of Spiritual Potency, O Supreme Bliss, I offer my respectful obeisance unto you, who are self-sufficient and most peaceful. O Unlimited Truth, one without a second, you are realized as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, and are therefore the reservoir of all knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Perceiving your personal bliss, you are always transcendental to the waves of material nature. Therefore, my Lord, I offer my respectful obeisance unto you. You are the supreme controller of the senses, and your expansions of form are unlimited. You are the greatest, and therefore I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. The words and minds of the conditioned soul cannot approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for material names and forms are not applicable to the Lord, who is entirely spiritual, beyond the conception of gross and subtle forms. The impersonal Brahman is another of his forms. May he, by his pleasure, protect us. As pots made completely of earth are situated on earth after being created and are transformed into earth again when broken, this cosmic manifestation is caused by the Supreme Brahman, situated in the Supreme Brahman and annihilated in the same Supreme Brahman. Therefore, since the Supreme Lord is the cause of Brahman, let us offer our respectful obeisances to him. The Supreme Brahman emanates from the Supreme Personality of Godhead and expands like the sky. Although untouched by anything material, it exists within and without. Nonetheless, the mind, intelligent senses, and living force can neither touch him nor know him. I offer unto him my respectful obeisances. As iron has the power to burn when made red hot in the association of fire, so the body, senses, living force, mind, and intelligence, although merely lumps of matter, can function in their activities when infused with a particle of consciousness by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As iron cannot burn unless heated by fire, the bodily senses cannot act unless favored by the Supreme Brahman. O transcendental Lord, who are situated in the topmost planet of the spiritual world, your two lotus feet are always massaged by a multitude of the best devotees with their lotus bud hands. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, complete in six opulences. You are the Supreme Person mentioned in the Purusha Shukta prayers. You are the most perfect, self-realized master of all mystic power. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Saftanarda Muni gave this prayer to Maharaj Chitraketu, then Maharaj Chitraketu engaged in very serious devotional service. And after just 1 week, this is how fast sadhana can work, he became the ruler of the planet of the Vidyadharas. And that was just the intermediate product of his spiritual advancement. And then a few days after that, by the influence of this prayer or mantra, Maharaj Chitraketu's mind became increasingly enlightened, and he attained shelter at the lotus feet of Anantadev, Lord Balaram. What did he see when he saw Lord Balaram? So Shukadeva Goswami says, Upon reaching the shelter of Lord Shesha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chitraketu saw that he was white as the white fibers of a lotus flower. He was dressed in bluish garments and adorned with a brilliantly glittering helmet, armlets, belt, and bangles. His face was smiling and his eyes were reddish. He was surrounded by such exalted liberated persons as Sanat Kumar. As soon as Maharaj Chitraketu saw the Supreme Lord, he was cleansed of all material contamination and situated in his original Krishna consciousness, being completely purified. He became silent and grave, and because of love for the Lord, tears fell from his eyes and his hair stood on end. With great devotion and love, he offered his respectful obeisances unto the original personality of Godhead. With tears of affection, Chitraketu repeatedly moistened the resting place of the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. Because his voice was choked in ecstasy for a considerable time, he was unable to utter any of the letters of the alphabet to offer the Lord suitable prayers. Thereafter, by controlling his mind with his intelligence and thus restricting his senses from external engagements, he recovered suitable words with which to express his feelings. Thus he began offering prayers to the Lord, who is the personification of the holy scriptures and who is the spiritual master of all. He offered his prayers as follows. So then Shukadeva Goswami goes on to describe first the wonderful prayers that Chitrakeshu Maharaj actually presents when he is able to speak and bring under control the great ecstasy that he feels in the presence of Lord Balaram. And those are wonderful prayers for devotees to concentrate on. And then Anantadev, Balaram, reciprocates, and he gives further direction in order to further enlighten Maharaj Chitraketu. And he also gives him inspiration to continue on in his spiritual life. We can understand from this that Maharaj Chitraketu achieved a certain stage of perfection. He came to the spiritual platform, but he didn't attain the final stage of perfection, which is unending shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, which means to train his personal association in the spiritual world. So Lord Balaram, after giving further instructions to Chitraketu Maharaj, then he concludes in the following way. O King, if you accept this conclusion of mine, being unattached to material enjoyment, adhering to me with great faith, and thus becoming proficient and fully aware of knowledge and its practical application in life, you will achieve the highest perfection by attaining me. So here are four points that we should also take on board and put into practice in our Krishna consciousness. Be unattached to material enjoyment. After we've received instructions, and we received so many instructions from Srila Prabhupada, Lord Krishna, through Vaishnavas, through transcendental literature, so we should be unattached to material enjoyment. Live in this world, so that means that it's inevitable that we're going to enjoy and suffer, but we shouldn't be attached to one or be averse to the other. Adhering to me with great faith, that whatever happens, that we always stick by the lotus feet of the Lord. Number three, becoming proficient and fully aware of knowledge. We should have a, here this word proficient is very interesting. Proficient means that one really understands something, tatvataha, as Krishna says, fully understanding the science of devotional service. And then the fourth is, and its practical application in life. In other words, how to apply the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in life. So what will happen? Then the Lord says, you will achieve the highest perfection by attaining me. So keep these four points in mind in praying to Lord Balaram today. Be detached from material enjoyment, material life. Adhere to Krishna with great faith. Being proficient and fully aware of transcendental knowledge, the teachings of the Lord, and put them into practical application in life. If we do that, we'll attain Lord Balaram's eternal association. We'll attain the eternal association of Lord Krishna and the Vrijbhasis in Goloka Vrindavan. And we'll become as successful in Krishna consciousness as Maharaj Chitraketu is. Anyway, I'm going to try to meditate upon all of these things today while in the midst of shooting for a television program in different places in Budapest and in the temple here. Jai Baladev Ji Ki Jai, Anantadev Ji Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.